Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, time again for another lesson about life in the sandbox. Ron Price is here. He is the noted author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. And if I hold it up, it's going to be showing the right way, Ron Price.
Oh.
But that's because, there you go. That's
because if I hold it up, it'll be backwards?
It'll be backwards, like you're in a mirror.
Turn around and hold it up?
You should, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But there you go. But there it is. And this is one of three, everyone, by the way.
We're going to cover a chapter from that
okay.
today, so that's why I brought it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ooh, a prop. I love props. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say when you don't know what to say?
What do you say when you don't know what to say? Exactly right. And we've all been in that situation where we wanted to say something to somebody, but we didn't know how to do it. We didn't. And so we probably said nothing, or we said it the wrong way and made a situation worse, not better.
Well, you don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, and so...
Yeah.
I guess saying nothing is less bad. I won't say better, less bad than saying the wrong thing. But if it's
still
something that's disturbing you, troubling you about the relationship or a situation, you got to find a way to say it, or it's just going to eat at you and maybe explode out of you at some point. And we don't want that to happen. So here's a chapter. I think it's chapter 26. What do you say when you don't know what to say? I used to be a probation parole officer. In fact, Scott, we can tell people that's where we first met, can't we?
Yes, we can. It's true. Thank you for all your help that case.
That's right. Your statute of limitations has fallen over.
Thank goodness.
Can we get back to the program, please?
Please.
Had a probation client, young guy, DWI. And we sent him off to treatment, sent him to Hazelden in Wisconsin, one of the best treatment facilities in the country. And he did really, really well. I was so proud of him. He came back. He was strong. He was faithful. He did everything he was supposed to do. I let him off probation early. He had earned it, and I let him off early. Well, time went by. I stopped being a probation parole officer, but I would see him. He worked at a supermarket that I frequented here in the town, and I'd always see him, and I'll use the name Buford. Hey, Buford, how you doing? Good, Ron, how are you? Buford, you staying? So, oh, yeah, Ron, doing good. All right. And I really did. I'm not going to say I'm the most caring person in the world, but I knew where he had been. I knew how much he'd accomplished. I was so proud of him. So it was always good to see him and get that good report. Well, about 3 years later, somehow I hear that he's drinking again, and I don't even know how I heard it. I mean, I don't know how we don't share the same circle of friends or network connections, whatever, but I heard he might be drinking again. And I thought, well, shoot, what are you going to do? I'm talking to myself. Well, you're not going to do anything. You're not his PO anymore, so you mind your own business. Well, I couldn't do that. I just, again, I'm not Saint Ron, but I cared about this guy. I could, this is bad English, Scott, get ready. I could not do something. I could not do nothing.
No, okay, right.
They're both bad English, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I had to do something. I got to go talk to him. And then I said, all right, what are you going to say? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to say. But then I realized, if I don't know, maybe he does. Maybe he does. And so I went to him and I said, Buford, got a problem. Oh, what's that, Ron? Well, I need your help. Oh, what do you got? Well, I got this guy a lot like you. He was a former probation client of mine and had a problem with alcohol at the time. Again, much like you, we sent him off to treatment, did great. And again, his story is so much like yours, Buford. He did so well. I got him off probation early. And now I find out he may be drinking again. And I don't know what to do. I don't know, should I go talk to the guy or should I mind my own business? What do you think? He said, well, do you care about the guy, Ron? I said, I do, Buford. I said, We're not best friends or anything like that, but, you know, I just know how much he struggled, how much effort he put in, the victory that he gained, and I would just hate to see him lose it at this point. He said, then I think you should go talk to him. I said, good, here I am. And the look on his face, Scott, was like, what? I said, Buford, I'm not here to cause any trouble, I promise. I just heard you've been drinking again, and I just came to remind you of how hard you worked and how much you gained and what you stand to lose if you fall back. He said, well, you think I ought to go back to meetings? I said, Buford, I don't know, but you do. You know what you need to do. You did it once before. I'm just here to encourage you. You can do it again, and I hope you will. You know, Scott, when people shake your hands, oh, thanks for coming by, or they shake your hand, thanks for coming by.
Right.
That's the handshake I got. He appreciated my being there. So the lesson I learned for me, and I don't recommend everybody do it my style, come on, but for me, if I don't know what to do, I'm going to ask. Hey, I got a situation. I don't know how to handle it. What do you think? And maybe you don't have to be so, what's the word I'm looking for? Underhanded? I don't know.
Right.
I was well motivated, so I don't feel like I was being so deceptive. My purpose was not to deceive. But just go and say, you know what, here's the deal. I care about you. I want to help, and I don't know how to do it. How can I do it? What would you have me do? Would you have me mind my own business? I'll try to do that. Or can we talk? Can I help encourage you to make some good decisions? If you don't know what to say, ask the person. Ask in a good, respectful way. Maybe you'll get a good, respectful answer.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way to do it, too, because you're being supportive and, you know, trying to get their input on things and really try to make them think about, you know, if they think this other story about this person is so not good, but then it comes back to them.
Yeah, and you're being open and transparent, even though in my way a little bit it through the back door. But again, I was there to help and encourage, and if you can convey that, what you say or how you say it is not so important. If you can convey, hey, you're there for good motives, you care about the person, you have their best interest in mind, you'll probably do it just fine.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. All right. Another week of good advice.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Ron Price. Good to see you. Ron is here with me every Wednesday at this time right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.